Welcome into Intentional Lounging, guys. We're breaking down the Week 12 main slate of games. I'm here with Wyatt and Ethan, and unfortunately, last week, we had our first double loser. So Ethan and Wyatt are actually going to break down my picks this week, so it's going to be a quick episode. Guys, if you haven't yet, please subscribe, like. We have content for every single sport out there, so make sure you guys subscribe. That way, you get access to all of our content. You get notifications when we do post a video. Guys, let's get into it. There's no need for Agreement Island this week since there's only one island to be on. That's Bin Island this week. guys, let's start with Wyatt, the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Detroit versus a very mediocre at best team. Got to take Detroit. I mean, I've been on the wrong side of Detroit multiple times. I took the Titans that one game. I almost took the Jags last week. Thank God I held off. But Detroit makes a living beating terrible teams, and they don't just beat terrible teams, they absolutely dismantle them. And Indianapolis isn't terrible. I know they played decent with Richardson back, but still, they're not a playoff level team. They are not a realistically super tough team. So I think Detroit's going to take it to them. I know the 7.5 is a bad number, but Detroit should win this game by double digits, if not more. Wow, triple digits. That would be impressive, but Detroit can do it. And death taxes and David Montgomery first touchdown, lock it in. But Detroit is going to cover the spread against the Colts.
Guys, if you're looking at how they've done against the AFC South, let's throw in that Texans game, 26-23. They're 3-0. Let's see, they are 52. And they scored 52 again and 26. So they scored 130 points versus 23, 14, and 6. Okay, 130 versus 43 against that entire division. So once again, you take every game that they've played and you put it at all the points that all those three teams made, they still lose two of those games. They lose 52-43 twice. And then they lose, 43-26 once. Whatever. You take the wins, you take the losses. I love it. We're going to stay on Denver here. How about next? Ethan, you get my team, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Kansas City laying 10.5 on the road against Carolina. Arguably best versus worst. We're taking Kansas City. We're laying the points. Kansas City off their first loss of the year. I think it's a good loss. You don't want necessarily the pressure of going undefeated, especially a team like them who has done bigger and better things off back-to-back Super Bowls. It's cool, but they don't care about being undefeated. I think it's just get it out of the picture of the media. Carolina, two-game win streak heading into the bye. Never like the team who's hot, especially a bad team who's hot going into the bye, halting their momentum. Carolina does have Tampa on deck. Hard to say Carolina has a look ahead spot, but that division's still up in the air. I mean, there's an outside shot that they somehow could potentially, it's not going to happen, but could potentially win that division. So I assume they probably don't think there's a realistic chance in hell they can beat Kansas City. Think they could maybe prep a little bit harder for Tampa, try to get a divisional win at home a week from now. So give us Kansas City minus the points and a blowout.
I don't disagree with the thing you said, Ethan. I love it. Sticking with you, let's take, unfortunately, this Dallas team that, oh, buddy, they look bad. But they were competitive for quite a while in that game.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are on Dallas again this week. Been on them back-to-back weeks with Cooper Rush, and they have yet to cover. They've actually kind of gotten blown out in both games. But just too many points in this divisional game. Dallas does have the Thanksgiving game on deck here, but they're in no spot to look ahead, and they're used to playing on Thanksgiving. Washington has extra time to prepare. They're off that loss to Philly, but ultimately I just think it's just too many points. 10.5 in a NFC East division, which outside of Dallas blowing out the Giants, there's typically not a ton of blowouts in that division. So, yeah, we'll take the double-digit points and Cooper Rush can't go 0-3 against the spread, right?
We sure hope not. let's go to Wyatt, and let's just keep the bad teams rolling, huh? New England's moved up to 7.5. When I started taking notes, they were at 7, so they've already moved up that half point. Wyatt, we get the touchdown and the hook now.
Yeah, I kind of like it better when it's just a touchdown. I think once you add the hook, it makes it a little more appealing to the public, but still going to back the Patriots in this game. I don't think it's that really crazy of a statement. Drake Maye is by far the second best quarterback in that rookie class behind Bo Nix, in my opinion. Drake Maye is actually doing well. And again, I can't name you one wide receiver. Kendrick Bourne, I have no idea where that guy went to college. I know they have the Washington guy. Do they have Polk? Is that who's there? Polk, yeah. But besides that, I don't know any of these dudes. And he's still throwing the ball, slinging the ball. I know the Dolphins do have a decent secondary. But, yeah, the Patriots are kind of, you know, well, they're not good. But they're playing good enough to beat a Miami team who is just right on the borderline of shit. So Tua might be playing a little bit better. Tyreek Hill still not himself. Waddle is honestly the best wide receiver on that team at the moment. But, yeah, I think the Patriots can catch Miami off guard. Would not be surprised if they somehow pull up the upset over in Miami in this game, but I'll happily take the 7, and now we can get the 7.5. Sign me up, I guess.
Love it, man. Love it. Let's talk Tennessee now. And as I'm looking on this list, we are just on some horribly disgusting teams this week. But we're getting Tennessee plus the 8.5. So, Ethan, it got us over the edge there.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, but we'll take the points with Tennessee. I'm actually seeing plus 8 now, so a little line movement in our favor here. Point blank, still just not bought into Houston. I think Houston's in a bad spot off the Monday night win, so a mini short week for them. But, you know, I think that was a good feel-good win. Needed it after what happened in against Detroit the week prior, and I think they lost 3 of their previous 4 before getting that dub. So don't think they're going to take Tennessee too seriously. Again, it's a divisional game. Tennessee's very familiar with Houston and what they can do here. So, again, just too many points. Don't love the spot for Houston, so we're going to lay it, or we're going to take the points with the Titans.
Absolutely. And, you know, this Houston team, their divisional games this year have been really close. So I think people are kind of forgetting that factor. Wyatt, I can't believe I picked this team, but apparently I'm on the Giants this week at the plus 5.5. Why? Why am I on the Giants this week?
Well, I would first like to correct you on one thing. You said, wow, we are on a lot of bad teams this week. I like to correct that to you are on a lot of bad teams this week.
You're right.
And now you're forcing us to justify the Giants, for example. But, I mean, that's nothing new that I'm used to. I take the Giants pretty much every single week. I kind of am low-key in love with the Giants in this game. Tampa Bay coming off a bye. Mike Evans is back practicing. Giants are starting Tommy DeVito. Danny Dimes is now the third stringer. I did see that's based off, well, their season's done. And if he gets injured, he's guaranteed like $21 million. So they're just benching him because they have the stupidest contract in probably the history of the NFL. Tampa Bay, well-rested. Mike Evans back. We all know what Tampa Bay can do. And they're under a touchdown against these Giants who have completely hung it up for the entire season. So, yeah, I think we take a shot with Danny. Wow. I think we take a shot with Danny DeVito. I think he gets it done. And I can't wait to watch this guy on Thanksgiving again. Cooper Rush or possibly Trey Lance as well. We could get 2 great games from Tommy DeVito in the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, Giants on the spread. Got to take the ugly sometimes. And you don't have to twist my arm to take the Giants because I'm on them almost every single week and usually ends extremely poorly. But since Ben's on them, That's the missing piece we needed. So Giants on the spread.
Let's go, man. Shout out to the guy in the Instagram comments. I'm sorry we keep doing this to your team. How about Ethan breaking down the Minnesota Vikings minus the 3.5?
Yeah, first of all, I think I'm going to have to watch this back to verify, but I think there was a Danny DeVito drop in there from you, Wyatt. So.
Did I do Danny?
Danny?
The little guy?
I'm going to have to watch
it. Is he the little guy?
Yeah. I know you finished with Tommy, but there could have been a Danny in there.
Yeah, I'm on too hard at number 2, so that's usually what happens. It's better than saying your wife's name wrong, I guess. So,
well, it's tough when you have Danny Dimes and Tommy DeVito and then Danny.
True.
DeVito,
yes.
You know? So it's easily mixed up. But,
you know, replay it back and see if I did a Tommy Dimes.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Happened. Yeah, we are We're looking at Minnesota at Chicago. Chicago plus 3.5 at home. We are going to play the Vikings minus the points here. We've already seen Eberflus and the Bears have a tough loss this year against Washington with the Hail Mary. Thought they'd go on the road after that, pick themselves off the mat. Absolutely not. 9 points scored, 9-29 blowout against the Cardinals. This team is just a dumpster fire. They've lost four straight. When they're that poorly coached, hard to expect them to get up after another tough loss on the blocked field goal here against the Vikings. And then they have the look ahead to the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. You know they'd love to go out, beat their opponent, who is now has the best record in the NFL or tied for the best record. Could be a big game for them, but yeah, just think Chicago's a dumpster fire here. Think they're very poorly coached. Don't expect a big effort. So we'll take the Minnesota minus the 3.5.
Absolutely, man. Wyatt, how dare you make me take these Broncos minus 5.5?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's much easier to talk about than taking the Raiders like I originally had. Yeah, we're going to take the Broncos here on the spread. Again, it's a weird line here. The 5.5, I'm seeing 6 popping up now. It's one of those spreads that I just don't love, but the Broncos have a great secondary, great defense, actually. And I don't think a whole lot of people are talking about it unless you're avid fantasy football player. Not a lot of people know that Denver's defense is one of the best in the leagues. These guys have really put together quite the defense. And then again, I do think Drake May, Bo Nix, God damn it, is the best rookie quarterback in this draft. So adding those two pieces together, the Raiders don't have much besides Brock Bowers and whoever plays quarterback, whoever plays running back. So if they can stop Brock, they can stop Jacoby Myers, which I think they're more than capable of doing. I think Denver can win this game and cover. Think they could easily win this game by 2+ touchdowns.
Ethan, an episode unlike any episode that we've done before. How about you break down the Seattle Seahawks at the -1?
How about I don't? You put Seattle on the card. We're taking them.
Good enough for me. How about you break down Green Bay -2.5?
I can do that one a little bit better here. If I can find them on my sheet. Good God, where are they? Oh, there they are. Yeah, Green Bay. Down to -2. To be honest with you, don't love this game. It is a playoff revenge spot, so do kind of like that. Green Bay had San Fran on their toes last year in the playoffs and let San Fran come back and ultimately get the win and end their season. So Green Bay at home, San Fran has to travel cross country here, go play in Green Bay. It's looking like we, at least here in Michigan, are going to get some snow tonight and kind of in the next few days. So I assume Green Bay is somewhat similar. Going to be a cold game, regardless if they get snow or not. But, yeah, I think Green Bay is playing a lot better right now. I think people expect San Fran to still be the Super Bowl team that we saw last year, and not sure if they are. So Green Bay minus the short number here.
Love it. All right, Wyatt, you take us home, man, with the Rams +2.5.
Yeah, I am back in Michigan for Thanksgiving. Came back a couple weeks early, and me and Ethan aren't too many miles away. This is news to me that it's going to snow tonight. I'm just looking at the weather. Holy, yeah, it sure is going to snow. That's quite the little system coming in. I don't know where I've been. We keep talking about Philly, and they've won, I don't even know how many games in a row, 6, 7 maybe. But we still know they're a little fraudulent. When it comes to NFC teams, obviously it's going to – or, yeah, NFC teams. It's obviously going to come to the Detroit Lions. Then you kind of have Philly there at the #2 spot. I still kind of would put Green Bay or even San Fran at 5-5 above Philly. I find a lot of fraudulent tenants in Philly, probably just because of their coach. That's a clown horn. I'm just not super sold on Philly. And then the Rams are as healthy as they've ever been. They're at home, 2.5 points. I think it's a really good spot for Los Angeles to win this game. I think they do win this game outright. So we'll happily take them at the +2.5. Or is that what they're at? +2.5?
Yes.
Good time to jump in. Washington to win that division, +350.
Nice.
I love it.
Love it too. All right. Ethan, what are we on for the squad ride this week?
Yeah, this is a true Ben Island here. We're going Kansas City for our squad ride this week. Laying a big number, but it's well worth it. They're playing the Panthers.
probably be like plus or minus 20 favorites if the Chiefs hadn't looked so bad lately.
Yeah.
For the big three, how about I start, since apparently this is just my show today. I had Green KC as one of my big three. That's all right. This is a truly unique episode, unlike any other. If this is the only episode you watch, I apologize. Watch any of the other ones that we've done. I'm on Green Bay minus the 2.5. I have a teaser, Detroit minus 1.5, and Houston minus 2. And give me Minnesota minus the 3.5.
I like it.
Wyatt, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm going straight money lines this week. So I apologize for some of the juicy lines, but I do have an underdog in here as well. Again, this was Ben's show. I may have talked about some of Ben's picks, but I do, believe it or not, have some opinions of my own in my peanut-sized brain. So I'm going to go the Cardinals on the money line. I'm going to go the Ravens, which we'll have an episode out on Monday, on the money line. I'm going to go the Niners on the money line. So three money line plays, two favorites, one dog. Not messing around with points this week.
All right, Ethan?
Yeah, plug your nose because it's gross. I'm also going to veer off a little bit here, but Miami minus the 7.5. Think they run away against New England. I'm going Tennessee plus the 8, and I am going Las Vegas Raiders plus the 6. And outright.
Oh, okay. I like that. I hope that happens. Guys, that's going to do it for this episode. I have been 96-67. And so you know what that type of performance is? There's no puke in the mouth there. So there's no puke in the mouth game this week. Also, guys, I forgot to mention this last week. Officially 2 years. We started week 11. Better in green. I will add a short clip at the end of this to episode 1 of Better in Green, just so you can see how far. God. You know, and I might do a couple highlights. I might do a couple things at the end of this video. It's a shorter video, and also, I don't know how this quality is going to turn out. We had a lot of issues trying to film today, a lot of blunders. We apologize for that. That is not normal. We'll be back to normal next week. Thank you guys for watching. Once again, subscribe so you can get all of our content. We'll see you guys next episode on Monday. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
See you guys.
Now, we already saw a tough loss for the Bears on the Hail Mary against Washington. Thought maybe they could get up for the next day.
What? Where did that come from? That was so unexpected.
I was trying to hold in a laugh, and then I just thought about the episode where we didn't stop laughing.
Thanks for watching. Make sure you guys like this video. What? Damn it.
Right? I can't the ceiling. That's one of the most obvious things I've seen in my life. I just bursted out laughing. I was going to say happy birthday like we did last week to you, right when you started, and I was telling myself not to, and I was like holding in a smile that I thought I saw Ethan look at me, and then I just bursted out and laughing. Oh, I'm sorry. Wow.
Ben, what did you say that one?
In some consequence. We'll give away the number. It's gonna be inconsequent. Oh my god, what fucking word am I trying to say?
How many bets have you lost in the past month? Inconsequent.
Inconsequential, man.
Yeah, Ethan, what are your thoughts?
Well, my initial thought is I think it's bullshit.
Guess who's back? Why it's back? Why? What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much, man. Same old thing. Enjoying some college basketball. We're really kicking off into it. And, trying to find some bets. And, yeah, happy to be here once again. I really enjoyed the last episode, so I couldn't hold myself back from hopping back on.
No, just leave it in. If someone watches all the way through and can comment, that's better for us, I guess.
That's true.
I'll point one more out at the very beginning. Ben, you threw it to Wyatt. Talk about the point with Denver. So
Did I really?
It's just an off day. It's just an off day for everyone.
Holy. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry Rice, touchdowns galore. Week after week, always asking for more. Bling on the wrist, got the books on the floor. Listen in, cash out, bait you swelling. Plays on the field, see me winning, never dwelling. Flagged on Vegas, they know what I'm selling. NFL bets, keep the cheesy compelling. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like...